The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on WayFM, and the focus, it's faith, family, and fun. And you're going to hear a recap of some conversations that I had with producer Tom, who's on the show sometimes. At the very end, we're talking about how school is back. And there's so much stuff that comes home in a school year. I'm new to this. I'm brand new to being a mom. My son's two. And there's so many art projects. And no offense to him, they're not great. I don't want to keep them, but I also feel guilty. So we're going to figure out what to do with all that stuff. But first, we're going to see how intelligent we actually are. And if you've ever wondered how to measure your intelligence, there's actually a guy who worked for Microsoft back in the day. And his number one question he would ask people who were trying to get jobs was to explain to him how to do something new in 60 seconds. And he would grade them on it. So Tom and I are going to try this right now.
So are you teaching me first?
Absolutely. And you can listen along and tell me if I do okay. All right. I have a timer. I'm going to start it right now. If you want to kill a fly in your home and you do not have a fly swatter, here's what you do. You wet a paper towel and then you get close enough to the fly. Did I say spider?
No, you fly.
Okay,
you
good. Got it. Oh, yeah, no, I'm fly. Running out of time. Okay. You get close enough to the fly spider. Where it doesn't, this probably works for a spider too, where it doesn't get scared of you and fly away or run away. And then you fling the paper towel as fast as you can against the wall, you know, because it's wet, almost like spaghetti, it sticks.
Yeah.
And you smash their body to the wall. This sounds really violent. And
wow.
Then you hit it with your hand to make sure it's gone. And then you pull it off. And then the best part is it also kind of cleans up the leftover so that you don't have a dead fly laying
wow.
on the floor.
You've done this before?
I have. It only took me 45 seconds.
To teach me?
Yes. Okay, I'm done. So tell me, do you know? Feel like you learned something new?
I did. A wet paper towel, kind of walk up to the fly, throw it at it. This is if you don't have a fly swatter.
But be honest, you wouldn't hire me for that job, would you?
I don't think it's going to work. If I'm honest, I think it's going to fly away.
Teaching someone something new in 60 seconds is very difficult, and yet that is what Microsoft used to do with future employees in interviews. So now that we know that, we're trying this live with you. So Tom has to teach me something. I've got my timer ready.
Oh my gosh.
He has a guitar.
This took me years to learn. I got to teach you this in 60 seconds?
Well, we'll see how intelligent we both are. Your mark gets set. Go.
All right, Joy. So this is a guitar.
Well.
This is strings, okay?
Not starting well. Okay.
You need to push on the strings for it to work.
Okay.
So here's, these are chords.
Yes. I see.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to teach me about how to do them?
So I'm going to teach you a basic chord. So you got to push down this top string, and then you see my ring finger.
What chord is it?
It's this is a power chord because I'm going easy for you, Joy.
Okay, top string.
And the second string, and you just strum.
Oh, just the top and the, okay.
Yeah. You think you could do it?
What? So there's not like a name of that chord, like a G
it's,
or
it's
a
power chord.
Okay.
I mean, this is like a C. I don't think, that might be too advanced for you right now. A D.
If I'm the interviewer, he's insulting my intelligence. That's too hard for you.
Are you going to try it?
Absolutely. Well, he did that in 45 seconds.
All right. Wow.
I know.
Oh,
that was actually really fast, Tom.
All right,
let's
on.
See how I do. He's passing.
You got it?
Here we go. I'll
power
get ready
core,
for
Joy.
Some greatness. Here we go. Top.
Yep. And then the second one. Yeah!
Okay. That's
sounds
it.
Beautiful.
We've been adulting for so long, sometimes we forget what it's even like to be a kid and use our imaginations. I have a 2-year-old, and I've started telling him bedtime stories every night, which was fun in the beginning, but I'm running out of content. I need ideas. And one of my friends said, well, anything's possible. It must be a blast. You could make him a superhero or make him fly. Literally, those things have never crossed my mind. I've been telling him stories about trash trucks and chores, and that's it. So some part of my childhood needs to come back. I'm thinking I need to watch E.T. again tonight and remember what it's like for a bicycle to fly. And if you're the kind of person that when you see someone famous in public, you just go up and tell them you like their stuff, I'm so jealous of you. That takes so much boldness. I was at a lunch spot this week and I saw an author that I love. And I sat there figuring out how to not be a weirdo in the conversation. I didn't want to freak him out. I rehearsed what I was going to say in my head and how I would just casually be on my way to the bathroom and sort of say, oh, are you so-and-so? And literally I rehearsed it for so long that I watched him get up and leave. If you're tired of opening shows on Netflix or on Disney Plus and finding that there's stuff in there you don't really want your kid to see, then you need to check out PureFlix. They are a faith and family-friendly, exclusive movie and TV entertainment platform. They're great for the entire family, and they have so many creative shows. In fact, there's a brand new one called Live and Local that is a show based on Christian radio. And a bunch of our artists, Colton Dixon, Skillet, they're actually in episodes of the show, so you can check that out. They also have things like VeggieTales, which I grew up loving, Bible Man, the Fireproof movie series, God's Not Dead, and they even have brand new movies coming out, like one specifically geared towards the relationship between dads and daughters. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is text PURE, P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial of faith and family entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. There's a lot of tough news stories every day. My dad was just texting me something about the stock market, and I said, oh, please stop. I don't want to know anything, especially if it's not good news. So instead of talking about that, we're going to share some joyful news.
All right, I love football, Joy. Football, it's back! And I had no idea that they have this tradition in Iowa. So it's at the end of the first quarter. Each Iowa football home game, the fans and the visiting team, all the football players, security, they wave. So there is a hospital right on the side of the football stadium. And I guess it was built in 2017, and it's a children's hospital.
That's actually so smart to put a hospital right there where they can see the games.
They can
being
watch
played.
The games, yeah. So at the end of the first quarter, they call it the Iowa Wave. The whole stadium turns, and they wave to the kids on the top floor. And then some of, like, this past weekend, I saw, like, a mom holding her, like, toddler, and they were waving back. And it was real emotional, but I had no idea that they did this in Iowa. So listen, I'm instantly a fan.
I don't like football, and I kind of want to go to a game. Wouldn't
right?
that be special to be a part of it?
It would.
What are they, the Blackbirds?
They're the
Hawkeyes.
The Hawkeye. Boom, you did it.
Is yeah. that right?
You did it, Joey.
And we don't have to be generous with what God has given us. But when you are, it can really make a difference for somebody. Next week, my family's going to the beach, and we're all staying in this massive, beautiful beach house together that we could never afford. I grew up in the backwoods of West Virginia. My dad was a pastor of this amazing tiny church, and we've done okay, but we could never get a fancy beach house, and yet my dad's friend owns it. And he's letting us stay there for free so I can make memories with my brothers and let my little boy be with his grandparents and his aunts and uncles. And it's going to be so sweet, and none of it would happen without this other family's generosity. And if you've ever been around a baby who's crying, you know that the only mission is to get it to stop. I'm about to have my second child in the next few months, and science has decided that all you have to do is carry him around for 5 minutes and then sit down with them for 5 minutes, and they should be asleep. Listen, it's not this easy. You can't plug in a formula on a computer for a child. They don't just stop crying when you do this. In fact, with my child, I could walk around for 5 minutes, but you best sit down for 15 to 20, because if my son did not get in a full deep sleep, when you try to lower them into the bassinet, they're like, there's a change happening, and they freak out. And school is back, but one thing you don't tend to think about is how much stuff the kids bring home. I'm talking about the arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to be delightful. I mean, Tom and I literally have children in daycare, and we're like flooded with stuff.
Yeah, every week. Not so much my 2-year-old. For some reason, my 1-year-old, their class, they do art projects like, I guess, every day.
They can't even color yet.
Because on Monday, it's like, here's all his stuff.
Oh, no.
And it's just a bag. It is a bag filled. Like last week, he did a lot of police officer and firefighting projects.
Oh, for 9/11.
Yeah.
That's special.
It was, yeah, it's cute. So it's like, I don't know what to do with it, though.
It's cute, but I have been slowly putting my son's in the garbage. I have. I don't know any other thing to do with it. And so we need your help if you are a little more coy about this, because our kids are 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They're going to get old enough that I'm like, what happens if he finds it? I don't want to hurt his feelings, but you can't keep everything.
No, you can't. You got to pick and choose, I guess. But how?
And then that's offensive, because they're going to be like, so what, last week's wasn't great? It's gone?
Yeah.
So please help us with this.
Congratulations on your new baby coming.
Thank you. Woo! Oh, no, you're right. I'm going to have more stuff.
More stuff, Joy.
Yeah.
Get a bigger bin.
Oh, no.
I've got two boys, 28 and 32 now. I threw nothing away. Nothing. And I just bought the big storage tub and just kept buying new tubs and putting all their stuff in there. And to this day, I still have kindergarten through seventh grade of their work.
I was going to say, the fact that you have it and they don't, I think, tells us everything we need to know.
The kid's like, yeah, you can keep that, Mom.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.